Hindus are fearful and lashing out in India. An American missionary is released from captivity, and the Irish church is being energized. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Radical Hindus in India are angry as thousands of Hindus are turning to Christ. Extremists are lashing out at Christians. It happened in Maharashtra state where Gospel for Asia Bible College students were attacked. GFA's KP Yohannan says,
"This is one of the toughest states. A group of seven of our students, while they were going out for outreach, they were rounded up by 30, 40 people and destroy their literature, burn their Bibles, and beat them up without mercy."
GFA has 120 students at the Maharashtra Bible College, just a few of the many young people who are receiving Bible school training. Yohannan says many more would like to attend.
$30 a month. Anyone can help to train one of these young people. We have 7,000 young people now in our Bible colleges all across Asian nations, and we have the possibility to recruit thousands more if we had people to pray and help them.
Sponsor a student. Go to our website. Next, up to 14 million people are facing a dire situation. The people of Ethiopia, Somalia, Uganda, and northern Kenya have little or no food. It's creating potential calamity for the region. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says,
"East Africa is in the middle of a food shortage and a drought. The rains that normally occur at this time of year were well below normal, so they're predicting well below normal harvests in all of these regions."
FHI has been helping for over two decades in many of these areas with agricultural programs, but nothing can help when there's no water. Since they work with the local church, Evans says it's a chance for the church to shine.
"They're hurting themselves, but, you know, it's an opportunity also for them to reach out to their neighbors in love and share what little they have, and then also maybe some extra resources that these churches can benefit from."
Money and prayer are the only things that can help right now. You're listening to Mission Network News. It took more than 9 months, but an American missionary is now free. 49-year-old Stephen Godbold was released by his captors in Chad last week. Godbold was kidnapped October 10th in northern Chad while assisting a non-governmental organization with a water project. The Movement for Democracy and Justice in Chad claimed responsibility. Godbold's release was unconditional, no ransom was paid, and no concessions were made. Godbold is married and has four children. Next, for years, Ireland has been resistant to the hope of the gospel. Now, missionary Phil Kingsley of Greater Europe Mission says God is energizing the Irish church to reach its country.
"It's very, very important to not only tell the gospel, but people have to show the gospel. They've got to see it lived out in very tangible ways."
Believers in Ireland are focusing on living out the gospel rather than just telling it, as Europeans often associate Christianity with the mistakes their empires made in the past.
"God is raising up generations who are stepping up and saying, God wants to see transformation here in our nation and across the nations of Europe as well. And we're grateful for the work of missionaries and expat workers, but ultimately, God's holding us responsible for a great commission."
Only a fraction of the Irish people are evangelical. Pray that God will use the Irish church to draw many people to himself. And hundreds of next-generation Christians are in Ukraine this week attending the 6th annual Puppet Festival. Russian Ministries says they minister to thousands of kids every year at orphanages, children's hospitals, evangelistic summer camps, holiday programs, and churches in the former Soviet Union. One puppet team ministers to children at an orphanage in an area dominated by Islam. Pray that God will use the puppet teams to bring the love of Christ to many kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.